Wow, April's about done, and May is quite near. In less than 4 weeks, the end of school will be here.
We're well into spring, the season of life. Now winter is gone, and with it, it's strife.
Some celebrations in different places has welcomed in spring, bringing smiles to young faces.
Celebrations like, an example please.
There's one that's in England, and you have to have cheese.
Cheese? What on earth for? This doesn't sound good. A festival based on some dairy food?
Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling, a yearly event marking how winter time is now spent. They began rolling bundles of twigs that were burning down Cooper's Hill slopes to show winter's turning. But then someone thought, how about cheese instead of wood? The idea then caught on. Everyone thought it was good. So as winter leaves, everyone gets a thrill in old Brockworth, England, chasing cheese down a hill.
Say, can you see? I'm punching cheese when it's in front of me. I'm rolling up my sleeves. Let me explain. I can't fight this feeling. Cheese on my ceiling. It's my own cysteine.
Cheese reminds me of food that I really adore, and that's scrambled eggs. I always want more. A small Bosnian town that's named Zenica has an annual rite called Simburiata. It revolves around eggs, symbolic of spring and the end of the snow with the cold that it brings. The people they gather all the eggs that they can and scramble them up for every girl, boy, and man. They sing and they dance, happy as can be, for they can eat all the eggs and can have them for free. That is my kind of thing. Scrambled eggs all day long? Now will you tell me how that could go wrong?
I like my scrambled in the morning.
scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side up. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side up. Scrambled, scrambled, scrambled in the morning. A little dot pink Florence for mine. Scrambled, scrambled, scrambled in the morning. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side up. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side up. Over heaven, no, no, over meads. Over a rainbow, for some over easy. Over two biscuits, baked and pepper, double cheese. Oh, please, mama, make me mine. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side. Sunny side. Hey, yo, Stefan. Stefan. See you play. Post something, man. Scrambled, scrambled in the morning. Butter still warm on toasted rice. Scrambled, scrambled, scrambled in the morning. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side. If I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side. Say Marlene,
yeah.
Marlene.
What?
Move over, bacon, want some sizzling. Marlene, brew up the bean. Fresh squeeze, me some tangerine. Skillets hot, the aroma's fine. How do you like your
unfertilized?
I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side up. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side up. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side up. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like your sunny side.
There's more food to be had in each Russia each spring. It's called maslenitsa, and it's a pancake thing. Since 500 AD, what the Russians have done is make crepes and pancakes in the shape of the sun. As pancakes are eaten, the warmth taken in, the people do feel that spring can begin.
Not too far from there, throughout Bulgaria, there's another spring rite. It's called Baba Marta. Now, old Baba Marta, a.k.a. Grandmother March, is a cranky old lady who's known to be harsh. But her time is soon over, and with April, it's done. The people wear wristbands to welcome spring sun. The red and white wristbands are shared to friend to friend, a sign between all that winter's now at an end.
This reminds me of holly, a colorful rite. It's found in old India and is really a sight. It begins with great bonfires and parties all night. But you won't believe what they do at first light. They take a soft powder and add different colors, then take great big handfuls and throw at each other. People turn purple and green and red too. Some are not orange, while others are blue. It's all in great fun and brings in the spring with colorful laughing to so wonderful things.
Yeah.
Spring rituals seem sweet, but I like the gory. Exploding snowman! Now there's a story. It's Sechalotin, a festival grand to chase away winter from old Switzerland. They make a fake snowman, and Borg is his name. To a stake he is tied, and then set aflame. Since the late 1500s, poor Borg has been burned. But there's more to the story of how winter is turned. The Swiss fill Borg's head with explosives that day. If it blows in 5 minutes, winter won't say. But say it takes 10 for Borg's head to pop. Then there for more winter, it goes on and won't stop.
This is what quite gruesome, but in Poland I've read, there's a festival weirder than exploding snowheads. It's called Marsana, and dolls they do fashion, who represents winter, which they hate with a passion. They parade all these dolls through the streets of the town, and then go to a river, where they throw them to drown. As the dolls slowly sink into the water below, the Poles give a cheer, for now winter will go. The doll sacrifices causes winter to die, bringing the sun's warmth for the plants to grow high.
I want something happy, like one from Japan that is known as Hanami. Hanami welcomes spring as cherry trees blossom. The little pink leaves are beautifully awesome. With picnics and parties, families gather together to celebrate spring and the end of cold weather. Now isn't that better than drowning and burning? To sit neath the cherries, laughing and eating?
I'll have to agree with the point that Katz made. Such as over in Holland, there's a 12-hour parade. Now Holland has flowers that brings lots of smiles, and this one flower parade stretches 24 miles. The floats are all made of different flowers that survive winter's cold and grew in spring showers. Kat, I feel you are right. The flowers and their wonder beat snowman explosions and dolls that go under.
There's one more flower fest, and it's down in Australia. It's called Floriade, in the town of Canberra. This rite is quite new, in years less than 30, but it's grown into something quite pretty. So if you want to see flowers before winter's pall, go down to Canberra. Their spring is our fall.
I just didn't realize there were so many rites that brought in the spring and ended winter's cold nights.
These are just some of the many you'd see if you'd search the whole world. Why don't you do it with me?
That does sound like fun. Spring's coming is cool. But there's something far better. The last day of school.
Yeah, you got that right.
Sometimes winter's a bummer.
But in just 4 more weeks,
we can celebrate summer.
New Year's Day in Buffalo, 5 feet of snow, it's 10 below. Look for some place warm to go. We caught a plane to Mexico, landed near the Rio Grande, met a mariachi band.
took a nap down on the sand. Time to hit the road again. Piled into a minivan, rumbled through the Yucatan, crossed the border to Belize, had sail across the Caribbean Sea. Wander near and far, in plane and boat and car, bicycle and minivan, around the world and back again. Imagination is our guide, come on and take a ride, join us as we wander around the world. Suddenly we felt the pull that old Bermuda Triangle tried its best to drag us down. Started spinning round and round, tossed us like a tilt the whirl. We landed south of Portugal, paddled down the coast of Spain, hopped aboard an eastbound train. We traveled through Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya. In Egypt there'll be pyramids, camel rides, and snow cones for the kids. Wander near and far, in plane and boat and car, bicycle and minivan, around the world and back again. Imagination is our guide, come on and take a ride, join us as we wander around the world.
Wander Around the World. That is, oh, just a fun song from, that's the title track of a Key Wild and Mr. Clark CD, one of their many very good ones. You are tuned to the Children's Hour, and just that last whole bit on Spring Rituals was done. First of all, yay! You guys did great. Those folks are from the National Junior Honor Society here in Albuquerque at Jimmy Carter Middle School out on the west side, and Randy Pence is their teacher. And I just want to introduce them. Isaiah, awesome.
Thank you.
Really great. And Kat, good morning.
Good morning.
Becca did really well.
Thank you.
And also Leslie.
Thank you.
You guys, that's great. Did you learn a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other kinds of things did you learn about in this process, just briefly? Was there other stuff you looked into that didn't get included in the script?
Some of them, like, there's one in New York, in Thailand, with a massive public water fight, and that's pretty cool, I guess. And then it represents a cleaning of negative influence.
Wow. Wow, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. And so, I kind of feel like our celebrations of spring are kind of boring compared to the ones you were talking
about.
Yeah.
I was looking up pictures, and we're going to post some pictures to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/KUNMKids. And I was looking up pictures, for example, of the cheese rolling down the hill. Did you guys see pictures of that? Did you ever look up a picture?
No, I did.
Is it not crazy? The hill is like a ski slope. Yes. It is so huge. So try to imagine you're rolling down. You roll with the cheese. So the cheese rolls down, but then a whole lot of people roll down the hill with the cheese. And it's like this. It's like rolling down a mountain.
I bet they'll get very dizzy.
I think it would be a dizzying experience, Maggie, for sure. And then I was also, of course, Holi, which is that wonderful Indian holiday where they throw, that you guys talked about with the throwing of the colors. That's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. What did you think after doing all this? Does this make you feel like you need to go around the world or something?
Yeah. Go see all the different traditions.
Really? It's pretty neat. It's pretty cool. Well, I want to thank you guys for doing this. Was it a fun project to do?
Yeah.
What's it like in the National Honor Society, Junior Honor Society? What do you guys do?
We just go around and we do fundraisers to raise money for different kind charities. Of, yeah, charities.
Nice. Like, what charities have you worked on this year?
We did
Smile Training to help kids with the...
Oh, the cleft palate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a great organization. Wow. Any others?
Yeah, we did Roadrunner Food Bank, too.
Oh, goodness. Well, we know there are a lot of hungry people in New Mexico. 20% of kids are going to school hungry in New Mexico, which is a...
Katie, we have been able to raise over $3,000 this year to just give away.
That's fantastic. How are you guys raising this money? What do you do?
Just a lot of fundraisers.
Yeah.
Like what? What's a fundraiser example that you did?
We do... Penny Wars. It's where we collect pennies and, we raise, over what?
We raised $1,800 in the Penny Wars this year for Roadrunner Food Bank.
Wow, you think your penny's not worth much, but put it in with a lot of other pennies.
Yeah.
And it all adds up.
It really does. Thank you guys so much for being with us on the Children's Hour this morning. We really appreciate it. Thank you.